You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of this show. You're about to listen to the Dana D'Armond episode. She's referred to as the internet's girlfriend. I met her through the homie Asa Akira, so big ups to Asa for introducing us. The one thing that stood out that interested me the most is her knowledge about Disneyland and Disney World. She probably talked about this subject matter for about 30 to 40 minutes. So that's what I enjoyed the most, and I hope you enjoy listening. Thank you.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest this evening. Please welcome Internet's girlfriend, Dana D'Armond. Thanks for coming. Did I say your name right?
D'Armond. Dana D'Armond.
Okay, I like that. Is that French?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because somebody's like, I looked it up and it was Irish. But my dad's like, oh, we're French. I don't know. My brother did one of those DNA tests in his life. Okay. Like, your DNA is the same.
Continuing. Sometime in history.
In the last year.
Yeah. Can we shout him out real quick? What's his name?
Devin D'Armond.
Devin D'Armond.
That's my brother.
Much love to you, brother. Where is he living?
He lives up in the Bay Area.
Up in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Oakland.
Emeryville.
Okay.
They moved out of Oakland. They'd be shooting. They'd be shooting too much in Oakland.
Okay.
Pew, pew. Not
so
cool.
Asa, our mutual homie.
But anyway.
Shout out to Asa, too.
We might be a little bit Irish.
Okay. Hey, that's fine.
Which explains the freckles and the drinking.
Shout out to Conor McGregor.
Sure.
Yeah, he's Irish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Asa was
Asa
like.
Asa Akira hooked us up.
Yeah.
I mean, linked me with you.
Yeah.
Then you went to one Monchi show.
I did.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
I had a really good time. And Bill Burr was there. And I was like, cool. I'm kind of hanging out with Bill Burr. I was like, this is way cooler than I thought it was going to be.
I saw him in the green room and I'm like.
And then people were like, are you famous?
Here?
And I was like, I'm friends with Asa. Kind of.
I don't know, we didn't really talk to him very much.
Okay. We're when you go to a thing like that and everyone's like kind of like famous in their own way, everyone tries to be like very like chill about it. Oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, hey, how are you doing? You know, big fan, you know, some of my friends that I knew were at that Mangshi show and they were like, can you get Dave to sign this? And I was like, what are you gonna sell it on eBay? Like, God, you're just being a creep. Just enjoy the show.
I mean,
have fun.
I'd be rich if, you know, I've counted all the time someone asked me to have something be signed by Dave and everything. Shout out to Dave. That's the reason why this show exists, because of DVDSA.
Yeah.
And I
was on that one too.
You did it too?
Yeah.
I came on later.
On the 24-hour show I went.
Oh, I was there. Oh, you were there?
Yeah, I was there too.
Was there?
Yeah.
And then all the girls.
And then my ex was there. And then later Dave said the most interesting thing about him was that he dated me, which I thought was the sickest burn of all time.
Oh, we don't have to talk about
Anyhow.
Okay.
Whatever.
So how did you meet Asa?
I met Asa. Well, she started doing porn when she came into doing porn. She was dating Van Stiles, and I met her at a 4th of July barbecue at John Stagliano's house, and she had gone with Van Stiles, who's a crazy famous photographer now, too.
You know who Van Stiles is, George? Yeah. No.
Visual, Steven.
This guy's my producer. He doesn't know who Van Stiles is.
Oh, he's amazing. Okay, well, we'll show.
I trust your word.
Do you know who Van Stiles is?
Oh, dude, we go way back. Oh, me and Van. Me and Van. Photographer. Photographer. Has some good photos from Venice.
He's got skateboard decks. He's t-shirts at PacSun.
Yeah, so yeah.
He's making moves. Yeah. He's making major big-ass moves.
Shout out to Van Stiles.
He's fucking awesome.
That's my friend.
He's like one of the first people that shot me when I started in the business.
When was that? So that was back in the day?
I think it was like in 2004.
And then you came from where?
I came from the internet. That's why I'm the internet's girlfriend.
You literally came from the internet.
Yeah, I hatched out of a digital
egg. I did research. 300,000 friends on MySpace.
I had like more like... A million.
Okay.
But my Wikipedia, adjust your notes. 1 million.
1 million. No, like how did you manage to get a million friends on MySpace?
I was like one of the first like 60,000 people that joined MySpace. I was like an early like basement level early adopter of that.
No.
And then I was like friends with like Tila. It was like me. It was like the MySpace guy. The one.
Tom.
And Tila Tequila and me and like Forbidden. Mm-hmm, that girl, she's dead, by the way. She died.
She died?
She drank herself with that.
Wow.
And
rest in peace.
This one's for you, man. Forbidden.
Oh man, that's
poor
horrible.
Thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm like, I've taken a much different path than all of those people.
Yeah. You're still here.
Yeah, I think
you're
Tom's
still
doing
trucking.
Well. Tom's doing pretty well.
He's probably retired. He's a millionaire.
Yeah,
billionaire.
I think he's fine. Yeah.
So of those,
yeah, but I had a lot of MySpace friends, and then like a lot of people in porn because I kind of started doing like bondage stuff and latex like niche like fetish videos and
so
stuff
what
like that.
Exactly for those
and
of
people
you,
were like trying to get me to do porn, you know, and Van Stiles was like, "I want you to like."
Right.
He asked me
what
to
is
do
define bondage? Like some
like
people,
when you're tied up.
In leather.
Up.
Yeah,
there's a lot of different categories.
The woman's tied up.
You know what? There's a lot of different categories of that. But in my case, I was tied up.
Oh no!
And it was a lot of like rope bondage. But there's all sorts of different kinds of bondage.
They're not whipping you or nothing.
Yeah, they're
right?
Whipping you. Yeah, they're beating the shit out of you.
George, have you heard of bondage?
I've heard of bondage.
Have you seen? Watch.
I've been to the AVNs.
I've been to the AVNs. Oh, I'm in the AVN Hall of
Fame.
Actually,
you've been there.
Yeah, we shoot videos
to the award show.
Yeah.
Be honest, George. Have you seen any of her videos?
Probably a few.
Look how red his face.
It's just hot in here. Leave him alone. I think at this point,
he's kidding.
It might be mathematically impossible for anybody that watches porn to not have seen my videos.
I can't lie.
Yeah,
I've seen a few.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what's
gotta pound you for that.
Thank you. You steal that shit. Who cares?
Okay, it's good.
Porn's free. Fuck it.
Yeah,
whatever.
Porn's
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
I mean,
I'm a
we're
brand.
Dudes. You know, I have a girlfriend. They have. You're single. Single. But he's got a girl. You know, we got girlfriends. You know?
I don't fucking care.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So.
Good for you. I'm gonna die alone.
So you're like
why are we comparing notes on this?
So
I came from the internet.
You came from there, but you had some kind of anxiety going on? Social, it said social anxiety.
I still do. I am like really.
Are you,
shy.
Do you feel anxious like, right now?
I'm very comfortable around you, Steve, because
oh,
I've
you
met
are?
You several times. You
oh,
have
okay.
so many mutual friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But like you know, just living daily life.
Yeah.
You know.
So social anxiety.
When I'm like I'm somewhere and then I'm like, all right, I'm going and I'll just leave. I'm
right.
like I reach my limit of like how much I can be around.
Yeah.
Humans or anything.
Right. Yeah. I'm the same way. I mean,
I just freak out sometimes and I'm like, I gotta get, but you know, sometimes like, you know what? I'll just drink a little bit. Maybe I'll smooth this over.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of people think I'm rude or cold or like kind of bitchy
just,
or whatever.
Feel
but
anxious.
But I get really anxious about shit. And then I'm like, what do I do?
Have you gone to the doctor for that? Like as far as like anxiety meds or anything like that? No.
I don't know. I just don't think it's, I feel like that's part of the reason that I do porn is because I've made it so I don't have to have a job.
Yeah.
I work like maybe, you know, 5 days out of the month.
That's it?
Yeah. Like to actually go and work on set or something. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe 8 or maybe like 10.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not like I have to go to work 9 to 5 every day, 40-hour work week.
No, you set your own hours.
Like have a goal, like be responsible for like something. If it fucks up, am I going to lose my job?
Yeah.
Like I would not be able to function in that kind of environment
at all. What was the hardest day of work doing what you do? Like, was there one particular day where like
there's
this
always
sucks.
Those double anal days, but no, that's fine. Okay. No, just kidding. No, like any
nice
day
laugh,
that's
Chris.
Like
that laugh kind of bothered me. He was like,
he snickered. He snickered.
Okay. But, you can sit down, man, if you want. I mean, you don't have to stand the whole time. Okay.
There's days where it's like
the hardest day, like period. Like I want to hear about that stories.
It's sort of like when. It's like, hurry, 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 wait, wait, wait. A lot of that when you're doing like acting and they're like, oh, you need to have like change your outfit like this many times so we can explain why like these two people are having sex and stuff like that. When you're like, oh, this seems like very pointless and hopeless and you're stuck there and you can't like, my big thing is like, I don't like feeling like I'm stuck somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. You just want to get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Because it's like, oh, well, it's like if they're paying you to do a scene and you're like, oh, I'm doing like all these pages of dialogue, a, you know, 90 page script. Or
dang,
this, or like
that much dialogue?
I try to be cool about it, but I'm like,
yeah.
Somebody could have planned this out a little bit better so all of my things are like in a chunk and so like...
Mm-hmm.
It's not like everyone is in every scene. You know what I mean? But like for money purposes, I think they're like, we'll just have everybody there all at the same time and we'll shoot through as much as we can because they want to save them. Because it's hard for people to make money in production because people steal porn so much.
Right.
So I mean, it's kind of rough on the performers sometimes. But then I'm like, but I'm old and I'm like crabby and I get like my cat has diabetes and I have to go and give her a shot.
Right.
And I start making excuses and I start getting nervous. And then I'm like, I don't know. Like I'm like, just use the first take, you're gonna use that the editor's not gonna watch this, and like I get all like because like I've been in the business so long I start to think like, oh, I'm right and everyone else is like they're not respecting my art and like you know what I mean, I'm like my talent and my time is being wasted and I feel like, you know, if time is money and you're wasting my time, you're stealing from me type of, and then I get all like, and then
so
I get in my head.
In your head a
I
lot.
Get really majorly in my head. I'm getting sweaty even thinking about it.
Yeah. I'm sorry it's so hot in here. I'm so sorry it's hot in here.
It's also my personal fucking drama of being a mental patient.
Is there, how many people on set usually on a normal, like, take?
I mean, usually it's just like the people that are in the scene. And
then
like
one cameraman?
The cameraman, maybe there's like a guy that takes pictures and one guy that runs the camera.
Yeah.
Maybe there's like some lighting guys. Maybe there's like a boom guy and a PA. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, maybe there's like 10 people, you know, just depends on the production, what they're doing. Like sometimes like, ooh, what if there's a caterer? Ooh, I don't mind that extra person.
Could these guys cut it in the industry?
Yeah.
These two in here now.
Yeah.
They would hire them?
Yeah, for sure. They look.
Now, how do they?
They know what they're doing.
How do they pick the dudes?
Like that guy would be like, oh, I run a camera. And that guy would be like, I do research or whatever. Are you talking about fucking?
Yeah. Yeah. No, like them being the actors.
I mean,
oh, then definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. You know what? Don't listen to him. Don't do anything you don't want to do.
No, hypothetically, they would never do it. I'm just curious to see how they choose the dudes. Like,
oh, I don't know. I think dudes like choose that life because it's a hard fucking road for male porn actors.
I mean, it must
like
be
every day of your life, someone's calling you a faggot, and like, you know what I mean? Like, people are so awful to porn dudes on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
There's trolls like that attack them?
It's so cruel. Yeah. And like some of them are the nicest people of all time. Yeah.
Do they have to audition?
I don't know.
Oh.
Dude, I've been a woman all my life. What do I know about what guys go through?
I was just curious.
I don't give a fuck what guys go through.
Yeah,
fuck them.
Yeah. So what? you don't have to audition?
I've had to audition for something. I have to audition for like Skinamax stuff.
Oh.
Where I'm like, I'm not really good actress.
What's Skinamax?
The softcore porn on Cinemax, ding dong.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Skinamax. Let's edit that.
He's never
out.
Heard of it.
So yeah, on He's Cinemax, never. Skinamax.
But they don't pay you a lot of money, and you're all day, and
it's
you don't
Cinemax.
Have sex. Yeah,
yeah,
but it's like
they don't show penetration.
It's like a non-union dialogue day, and so it's like, you know, they'll pay you like $600 or whatever. And then you're like, and you're there all day and you're acting and then you're pretending to have sex and you're not, and they make you wear like a Band-Aid over your pussy and like all this stuff. And then, you know, I got an audition. I'm like, you know what? I'm not really great at auditions. Like, you know, it's like, just call the next person in and they're like, you got the part. Mm-hmm. You're the main person. I'm like, fuck. Yeah. Shit.
So do you have your own?
It's fine.
Do you have your own like toys? Like us as a flashlight?
I do. I have.
Oh, you should have brought one.
Oh, you should have told me. Oh,
okay. I'm sorry. God. Next time. Gosh. Maybe we'll have a part two.
Next time.
So what do you got? What do you got? Let's plug it real quick.
I have, it's called All Star Porn Stars Realistic Pussy.
Look that up,
Dana
George.
Dana D'Armond. It's made by Doc Johnson.
Shout out to Doc.
Made right here in North Hollywood. Made in the USA. Yeah. Just like me.
Yeah.
And
it's a flashlight?
It's made by Doc Johnson. Different company.
Oh, Doc Johnson.
Doc Johnson's here in LA, North LA. Family owned business, been in NoHo since like the 70s.
Wow.
Real nice people. Yeah.
Yeah. And then is it because Asa's molded after hers?
Yeah, mine's molded after me. I did my butt. I did my pussy.
Oh, so there's a butt one too?
They didn't come out with it. Just only my pussies on the market.
That would be a top seller.
But there's also like a pack where you could get a pack of six pussies, and mine is like, it's like me and like, I think Lexi Bell is one, nice. And like maybe Faye Reagan is one. Like all the these like girls that are like retired, and then me, the only one that stuck around.
That's cool. I mean, you must make a lot of money like with the sales.
You get like a residual thing.
That's so
you know
cool,
what? It's not
dude.
About the money. It's about knowing that strangers are fucking
like a
duplicate of your pussy.
No, you get off on. Does that make you like? What does that do to you?
I barely ever think about it. I don't even remember that I had one until you just mentioned it.
Because
I got it molded so long ago. But I mean, my pussy looks the same.
How long ago did you get it molded? Be honest. How long ago?
When I was with Nick. How long ago? Like 6 years ago. But you know
but
what?
Still purchased
she's,
that.
She looks exactly the same. Same yeah. General.
George,
mock-up.
You got a picture of it?
I mean.
Okay, let's take a look.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, do you mind?
Oh, you're showing
you can
product?
Put it out. Yeah. I'll just look at it and I'll react.
You don't need to show it to the camera.
I'm not going
to
show. Wow. Look at that. Can I read
read the description? Why not?
Whoa, that's a
you can get it on Amazon.
Nice toy.
You can get it on Amazon though, I think.
All
too.
Star Porn Stars Ultra Skin.
Ultra Skin. Yeah, it feels really like real.
Pocket Pals.
Yeah.
It's a pocket pal.
Yeah, it's a pocket pussy.
So you can put it in your pocket.
Yeah, or it is a pocket.
Dude, that's
to put
dope.
Your penis.
Man, I'm surprised you're not a millionaire, dude. This should be selling like hotcakes.
You know what? I do. I'm comfortable, Steve.
Yeah. What about the butt one? What about the butt one?
They didn't come out with my butt one.
Dude, that's going to be that. You'll be a billionaire.
But you know what?
Dude, that thing
I think
looks,
that butt
there'll
hole,
be a line out the store.
Butt ones don't sell as well because I think buttholes aren't as distinctive looking as pussies.
I was talking the
butt hole.
Oh, they only sell the hole?
Well, Steve, okay. Let's go. I'm not going to explain how sex toys are made and work.
But it's the buns too, though, right?
They did mold my entire
okay,
buns.
Okay, okay, okay.
But
that's
they didn't come up with the. Oh, but it's man. Like a whole like. It's like that stuff that they use to like mold your teeth when you go to the dentist mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. get like a retainer made. But they like put it on your pussy like, and I'm like just sitting there like getting it, and they're like. Like, but they're like wearing lab coats, so they seem like they're doctors. I'm like, oh, I get it, Doc Johnson.
Oh
but
my
I'm like,
god!
I'm like, I know you guys aren't really doctors, but they're.
Damn, that's awesome! Man.
It's really funny.
Yeah, I mean, before I
but
had
yeah,
a girlfriend,
I do have a toy.
Yeah, I used a lot of toys.
You can get it on. Well, I mean, you can use the toys together with your girlfriend. I mean, it's like not like a either or situation.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Hey, how about that idea? Like, yeah, porn is like people are like, oh, I don't watch porn. I have a girlfriend. I'm like, you can watch porn with your girlfriend.
I have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Thai one, Thai porn.
Porn.
Yeah. What are you like, laughing at, George?
Talking about your, I thought you were talking about your girlfriend. I was like, that's strangely specific.
Oh, no.
So, Steve.
You're having fun, though? You're having
yes,
fun, right?
Yes.
We will need a part two, though, where you bring the butt in next time.
Yeah.
You directed two documentaries. Tell me, let's talk about that.
My two porns?
Porns? Yeah, two documentaries.
They were like pro-am. I directed for Vivid Alt. So it was like an alt. It was like when Suicide Girls was very popular.
Was popping back in the day.
It was back in the day. Can I tell you, I've been in porn for like, this is like my 15th year in porn. It's like a whole different life.
Yay!
Dude, you deserve like a trophy.
I've like,
you know
like,
what I mean?
I've become like, I cocooned into several different like
dude,
versions
you're still
of myself.
In it, dude.
Yeah.
You're in it.
So I directed for Vivid Alt when everything was alt. And so like, even though I don't have like tattoos, I was like, I have to like, I was like branded as an alt person because I came from like MySpace. I was like, this really like kind of like, I'm going to I'm an artist. So I'm going to do things my way and all this stuff. I'm punk and all this shit.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, being punk doesn't really pay the bills. So then I became like more normal. But I did direct these movies. One was called Dana D'Armond Does the Internet.
And where could people watch that now?
It's probably for free all over the internet. Like
on Vimeo or something?
On like all the wherever streaming website. I mean, but you know, if you could get an actual DVD of it, there was a CD that came, and I had like music CD that came with the soundtrack of my movie.
Of your music?
Of, I got bands from MySpace submit music and license the music for me. So it was like a very different sort of thing that I did.
So it was like you gave the bands a chance to shine and.
And so it came with like two CDs, and it had like really cool packaging, and it had like a soundtrack DVD.
Yeah.
And it had like a lot of like weird, like 16-bit kind of like video game type of music.
I
and
like that stuff.
Like just weird shit from the internet. Like deep cuts, like some like ambient, like shoegaze type of shit.
So you like all different. I'm learning that.
I like a lot of different
types of
music. Yeah, I like a lot of different kinds
so
of music.
So did you like grow up with like you got vinyl, you went to the record stores?
I was not a record collector. But I was like I was kind of in the scene. I was like a scene kid when I grew up in Orlando,
Florida.
And so Florida is where insane people come from. So.
Last week's guest Sean is from Florida too. Remember?
Shit.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was good. He does art now. He has an art show coming up.
Oh, should we go?
Can
I be invited?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you'll love his art. How would you describe his art, Chris?
He must be insane or something because it's
in Florida. It's so unique, it's hard to describe. It's like
you can't describe.
We'll look it up later.
Yeah,
click the link below. Yeah. Are we doing
click
that?
Click
here to see Sean's art. Are we doing that? Well, yeah, in case you want to put a little thing in there.
No, his is dropping this week. So this is your episode. Okay. Let's go back to you.
Okay.
So how did you prepare? Did you have to how did you prepare before filming all this stuff? Like as far as preparation.
The Dana D'Armond Does the Internet. I got a lot of people from MySpace that were like contacting me because I had just started doing porn for a couple years and I was like trying to figure out my way and I was shooting like alt stuff and they were like, I want to be like you. I want to like follow your path. And so I got people from the internet to be in these movies and like people that I knew. And so Dana D'Armond Does the Internet was like more of like a biopic sort of thing where it's like recreating different things. I was like, oh, like when you first meet somebody off the internet, you make out, which is like, you just like blowjob, like do blowjobs and he'd like eat pussy and blowjob. So that was like the blowjob scene. And then there was like, oh, and then I met a girl off the internet and like we went on a date. And so it was like sort of like real life type of scenarios.
Oh, that's cool.
Like a recreation, but like hyper stylized and like very like costumed. And
how long did it take to film?
We took forever to film it because like we had so much money that my budget for that movie was like $30,000 at most.
So did the fans, how'd you get that money?
Like my crew like bought drugs. They were like smoking meth. They were doing all sorts of crazy shit.
Like a GoFundMe. There was no GoFundMe.
No, Vivid gave me the money for this.
Oh, Vivid. You didn't say that. So Vivid funded
all.
It.
Vivid all, yeah.
Oh, so they funded it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
So Ian MacKay was the producer of my movies.
Wow, and Vivid
produced those movies. And then the second one was called Role Modeling, and it was more like me as a director, like interviewing girls that were like, I want to be a star. And then like one girl didn't get on an airplane. Like one girl, like she did the scene, and then she was like, I felt really bad about it. And then I like... Meat hole? Do you know meat holes? Like the old,
no.
Where I like kind of like, I kind of tortured her mentally about like what did, like what's wrong with you? Why did you do that? You know, like did you do it because you're fucked up?
Oh, you did
but
that
like,
to her.
But as like a female director, like you.
Oh, you're messing with her.
You know what
bit.
I mean? Yeah. It was like sort of like a psychological like.
Yeah, you're psychological.
But like for the viewer, going like these are all the things that can happen to you. Then Andy Sandimas was in it, and she became like insanely popular and like won like best actress at AVN and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was like, and all these different outcomes, and it was like very like informative in a way, but in like a really like glossy, stylish way. Cool. And it was kind of packaged towards people that were fans of like Suicide Girls, but also wanted hardcore porn.
That sounds interesting. Are you guys going to check that out or what?
Pay for a porn. And they're not perfect movies by any means because we were all kind of
But you did it.
Whatever. We're like, whatever. This will be funny if we make this movie.
How long is the documentary of just the first one you're talking about?
I don't know. They're full length porn movies. They're multiple. There's like two DVDs and a CD soundtrack.
That's
all of them. Yeah.
Cool. You brought up a good point. Like as far as the new girl coming up, how hard is it for a new female to break to make it in this industry?
I don't know.
It must be competitive.
The way that I came in, mm-hmm. I came in such a weird way because I was like, I'm an artist and like I'm punk rock. You know what I mean? I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to come in and I'm going to be a star. And I wasn't like a bitch about it and all this stuff. I came in very like, I came in
realistic.
Like I slid in sideways. I was like, like deal with me. Like it's very weird. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I see for other girls like Andy Sandemus, for example, like she
how does she do it?
I got her into my movie role modeling.
You hooked it up.
And then she was like, oh, I want to pursue this. And then she like came, she like got with Mark Spiegler.
Came from where?
Baltimore. Another place where crazy people are from.
Maryland.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
All the way from the East.
Yeah. Wow. We filmed part of role modeling. We went to Baltimore and threw a party at the auto bar.
So what
we
made
used
you,
to fucking do all sorts of crazy
all there?
Shit.
You could have been gone to Hawaii or something. No,
no, because she lived there. And so I went and like interviewed her boyfriend. It was fucking crazy.
Wow.
Watch the movies. They're very special movie. They're not perfect porn movies,
but
they're so fucking psychologically intense that. Cause I'm really into awkward shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I just came in from a, like just a totally different perspective.
Yeah.
I think it's really weird to be like, I'm a porn star. Cause people are like, even now I'm in the AVN Hall of Fame and people are like, what do you
do
for a living?
Shout out on that.
Oh, thank
dude.
You. Yeah.
A Hall of Famer in the house,
thanks.
Dude.
Well, it's kind of, I feel like
AVN,
it's kind of like
adult on video, the awards,
adult
right?
Adult video news. Yeah.
Video news.
AVN. It's yeah, the Oscars AVN. Of porn.
No, yeah.
I'm in the Hall of Fame, video branch, yeah, as a porn star, yeah.
It's
every
like
year
LeBron,
they have like
dude.
Their inductees. Yeah. So I did win an AVN award for best that's girl in 2012.
Wow.
But that's the only other AVN award I have.
Yeah.
Know.
And that takes place in Las Vegas.
Yeah. I hate it.
What's it like that week? I've never
the
gone.
Worst.
What's
everyone
it like that week?
Everyone gets sick.
Oh.
Everyone just gets. I don't know. I mean, I went for like. From touching strangers and stranger being around a bunch of strangers and like doing cocaine in the desert, I'm gonna guess being dehydrated. I'm gonna assume.
I don't really like Vegas for some reason. I've had bad
it's
luck there.
A piece of shit.
Yeah, I just
totally sucky.
I went through identity theft there with my bank card.
Oh my god, I've been through so many identity. Like,
yeah,
going,
what is up with
like,
Vegas? There's because scams.
Well,
there's a lot of
Dana
scams.
Dana Diarmond is my real name, so I get my identity stolen off, and my mail stolen. So much. Hey guys, don't steal my identity or my mail. Please be cool. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
You've gone through identity theft
so many times. Yeah,
it's a headache, right?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, but especially in Vegas, it's like they have scams.
You
and
know
stuff.
What? You know what always happens to me when I swipe my card? If you do Target self checkout, always get my credit card stolen. Never do that shit. They put those little swiper things in there. That's
so
how
there's
they steal
card
their,
readers in those things. Yeah,
don't
dude.
Just never use that shit. Self checkout.
I'm paranoid,
Target.
Dude. Like I need cash. I don't ever use my card. Only at Starbucks.
You right, use cash.
Yeah, just cash. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So okay, we talked about the AVNs.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. My movies.
This is my own personal question.
All this is so long ago.
Yeah. Have you ever had stalkers?
I had a stalker before I did porn, but I was going to AA.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, I'll be your friend. And I was like, I don't really need a friend. It's more of a court order type of deal that I have to go to these meetings.
Who is this guy? He just approached you?
Such a random, just random guy that like I would see at AA meetings.
And then he'd always try to talk to you?
No, he like found out where I live and he like made me like wrote me a song, made me a CD, like
he
left
found,
it at my
wait,
house.
Hold up. He
like,
found
this,
out where you lived.
Yeah. A lot of people knew where I lived when I lived in Pasadena.
So he would show up?
Yeah. It was sketchy. I mean, it was a long time ago, though. Yeah.
Did
I
you
mean,
call the cops?
Yeah. Stalkers are sketchy. Yeah. It's fucking weird.
Did you call? I mean, what made him stop?
I don't remember. I think I was like, stop stalking me.
Yeah.
Or I'll fucking kick your ass.
Yeah.
I was like, the answer is definitively no.
He wrote you a song?
Yeah. It was really weird.
Where do you still have it?
No, because I... Okay. Not really a cherished memory, Steve.
I would love to hear. I'm just curious. I'm curious. I'm just...
Oh, that was a good little ditty.
Do you remember? Was he on the guitar? Was he on the piano?
Triggered.
I'm so sorry. Okay, we'll move on.
Next.
Let's do a quick door ad.
Okay, so hey, this is, we can take a little ad break.
A little palate cleanser.
I got my phone.
Let's go to
Hey, why don't you give that to Dana?
What is this?
Okay.
Should I open this?
Yeah, that's yours.
What are you?
This is for our sponsor, Mint Mongoose. Okay.
Ooh.
each month receive three high-quality pieces of jewelry according to your style preferences or just $12 plus shipping. So if you are a jewelry lover or your mama is a jewelry lover or your mama's mama is a jewelry lover or maybe even your baby's mama is a jewelry lover or her mama's mama is a jewelry loving mama, shoot a box of jewelry to any mama or mama to be to be every month
or girlfriend or
every month to let them know you care. Okay. Ooh. It says verbally and flash it on screen if possible. So head over to www.mintmongoose.com. That's MintMongoose.com. Mintmongoose.com. And use the code Steve in all caps to receive your first box for just $10 with free shipping anywhere in the US, and your first box will ship in 48 hours or less. In addition to the monthly shipment, you'll also receive a special gift every 3 months, like a wallet, nail polish, or a pair of blank. It doesn't have the rest.
Pair of earrings?
Did you get
sure.
The next? Did you see the second photo?
Next.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
Okay, or a pair of 3 months. No, a pair of sunglasses. Sorry. Sunglasses. Sunglasses and 25 to 50% off the items in the mintmongoose.com online shop. Again, that's www.mintmongoose.com. Use code Steve in all caps and receive your first box for just $10 with free shipping.
That's a deal.
So what do you think about, it says talk to female about the thing.
Talk
box.
To female.
Yeah, talk.
Men wear jewelry too.
So did
if
you...
If you have a gentleman non-conforming...
Well, that's yours.
Yeah, I'm just
right,
putting
George?
I'm just putting it down.
So what do you think?
Thank you. That's very cool.
It's very nice, huh?
I like the pendant because it hangs down between my huge tits.
It says, yeah, and it's here, Mint Mongoose.
It's got a little ring, a little earrings, a little necklace.
So what stands out as far as
all cute. It's all matching. I like it.
And this is it's just clean, simple, nice. Right, George?
Coffee.
Mintmongoose.com.
Like, this is good for people that, like, you know, like, I don't really want to go out and choose a thing. You know, it's, like, kind of all kind of matching, like.
Yeah. But would you'd wear it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
If I'm having a day where I wear silver, like, this goes. Like, it's, like, matches my dress, actually. Mm-hmm. This is working out really well for me.
Right there. Boom.
Navy.
Huh?
A little.
All right, easy there, Chris.
Nice.
Pendant. Chris
necklace,
had to look away there.
Little stud earring. You know what I do like about this though? The way that they put these together.
Yeah.
It has like a little ring, right?
Break it down.
It's got a little ring. It's got a little arrow on it. It's got a pendant that hangs down. It's like a dangly thing with a little arrow on it, and it has like these little earrings that are buttons. So when you're wearing jewelry, you have like a statement piece and then the compliment piece. Like, this is subtle. Like, you won't wear like dangly earrings and a dangly chunky neck.
Right.
Like, you know, that they know what they're doing. Mint Mongoose. They know what they're doing.
Mint Mongoose.
Yeah.
So what are some of your outside interests other
like
than
the packaging
other
too.
Than the stuff we've been talking about? I want to know about your outside interests.
Go here. I go to Disney all the time. I worked at Disney when I was a teenager.
Disneyland?
At Disney World in Orlando where I grew up. So I worked at Disney World at the Magic Kingdom when I was a teenager. They came to my high school and they auditioned and I did a dance for them and they said, you're hired. And I went and I worked there. And,
at the park?
Yeah, at the Magic Kingdom.
How long did you work there for?
1996, 97, and 98 for 3 years.
Disneyland's
16,
a bomb.
17, and 18 years
Even
old.
Out here, I love Disneyland.
I go there all the time. I went there the other
what
day.
What is it about Disneyland? There's something going on there.
Okay.
Let's break that down.
What they do the best.
Okay, what?
First of
fantasy.
All. Fantasy. Just the way everything's like curated, everything's like designed.
Yes.
Everything is like so like perfectly done, right? The nostalgia and the Americana of it, I'm really into. Because, like, I'm very, like, oh, like, this
well.
Is, like, amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, when they brought back the Electric Light Parade and I saw it, like,
I
for the first
too.
Time, I cried. Also, during the Pixar Fest, they have, like, this section of the fireworks where, like, this little, the house from Up goes past and I lose my shit. I can cry right now even thinking about it.
It's enchanted.
It's so amazing. Just everything that they do is like just so well done and well thought out.
Okay, let's do this is a fun little game. Top five things in Disneyland. I'll give you my five and then...
Okay.
Okay, so I'll give you my five.
Okay.
I gotta say number one is the Haunted Museum.
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, the mansion. Yeah.
Yes.
Because of the nostalgia and it's they didn't change it.
But also
it's
they
like when the chandelier, when you move up in that room and then that other room opens and then you go into those pods.
Yeah.
I love it. And then the hologram, them dancing at the end. I love that. I love
that's more of the middle actually.
Yeah, right. Space Mountain.
Love it.
Just because Space Mountain, it's like, you know, it's like this compact roller coaster ride and they haven't changed it either.
It's a roller coaster in there. Can I tell you? They've changed both of these rides.
What?
Because they changed between Halloween time and Christmas time. They changed the Haunted Mansion to the Nightmare Before Christmas Haunted Mansion. And it's fucking amazing.
Did you guys know about this?
It's so fucking cool.
They change it?
Well, only between, because the premise of the Nightmare Before Christmas, it's a mashup of Halloween and Christmas.
I'm a fan. I was a Six Flags guy.
In the ballroom scene where they have like the people dancing, have a giant gingerbread house in the middle of the ballroom where the birthday cake is usually and the whole place smells like gingerbread.
Oh,
it's like so
man.
It's like very immersive. It's
that's
like a more
up.
Like, you know, but it's only a seasonal thing.
Yeah, okay.
And so and then after Christmas it goes back to
that's
normal.
That's why here you're informing us.
Yeah. So that's
so Disney, I think that's will a make really another cool, $1 billion this
that's
year.
That's a really cool thing.
Okay.
And they also change Space Mountain sometimes.
How?
Because they're doing
the
a lot
same
of,
to me.
Well, they bought Star Wars.
Yeah.
They bought the Star Wars franchise. Everything is Star Wars. So Star Tours.
Mm-hmm. Star Tours, I
remember
that.
They have like a, you know, this ship with the Jedi, the Path of the Jedi, like show instead of Captain EO.
I remember Captain EO.
And like where they had like the Wheel of Tomorrow or whatever the thing that you go in where it was like, whoa, it was in Tomorrowland behind Space Mountain.
Okay.
They have like a meet and greet and they have like a bunch of like props and like lightsabers and you can meet Darth Vader and Chewbacca.
I didn't do that.
That's like a new thing that they have there.
Okay, that's new.
But during certain times of the year, they have more Star Wars events. They'll change Space Mountain to Hyperspace Mountain and it's like all like...
Faster?
No, it's like the stuff that they project is like all... Star Wars shit, and so it's like like laser.
Oh, that's so cool!
Phaser beam. What the fuck are they
laser
called?
Laser beams. Yeah.
I'm not a Star Wars person at all.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah.
But I prefer the classic Space
Mountain.
Right,
right. Me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%. So my third is Small World.
Love it. But they also change that. They do a Christmas.
They do too?
A Christmas version of that every year, and it's like crazy. It's every single year they do it differently too.
I love
and
that.
And so it has like it has the Christmas stuff from around the world, every country that you go through.
I love
fucking
the countries.
Love Small World.
Small World.
I love it at the end where everyone's dead and they're all in heaven together.
Oh, it's
like,
the
see,
best.
You guys were fucking around fighting. You all ended up in the same place.
You
it
just
really
feel,
shows you like
you feel real peaceful. Like just just
all those dead children dancing.
And I'm going to throw a curveball at you. I like the Snow White. It's the for the it's like a kid
it's like
ride.
Her like treacherous journey or whatever
and
it's called
the evil witches there
like she like turns around and she's like
and like outside you could see the
it's so dark
the witch in the window
the
window it open the drapes open
when you're standing in line for Peter Pan and you look up at the top of the Snow White ride every now and then the curtain opens and it's the Snow Queen and she's
And my last one is Matterhorn.
Fierce.
That's my last one.
I fucking
one.
Love Matterhorn. My pro tip is I always go on the right side because it hurts my back less. The tracks are slightly different.
Wow, you really know the...
Yeah. So I go on the right side. So and I do single rider on that one.
What's your top five then? I just said my top five.
I would say Big Thunder Mountain. And if you can time it out right, you can be on Big Thunder Mountain at night when the fireworks start to go off.
Oh,
and that is like peak magic. Like orgasm, like perfect Disney orgasm.
Disneyland. Keep
it's
going. I love
amazing.
It. I love it. I love it. Disney orgasms. Okay.
They just redid Pirates of the Caribbean. And so
I forgot. You know what? I got to replace.
You taking it back?
Yeah. I need to add Pirates of the Caribbean.
But you're gonna fucking lose your shit when you find out what they did.
No. It was closed when we went a few weeks ago.
Oh, because they changed it. They don't have the bride auction anymore because it's sexist. #MeToo #TimesUp.
Oh.
So now they have a hot babe
pirate named Scarlet, and she's encouraging everyone to, the people that are being plundered and looted, to come and bring in their stuff from town to be auctioned off to the pirates and all the shitty people. And they're like, oh, we don't want chickens, we want the rum. And so and she's like, everyone settle down. She's like a take charge, like, hot pirate bitch.
Yeah.
Instead of like the, you know, like, we want the redhead, like, instead of like, we want to rape, we want to buy that redheaded woman so we can rape her.
Oh,
it's,
man,
like, she's like an empowered, like, hot pirate. She's wearing pants. She, like,
so they changed
hot.
It. They changed
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It has like more, like, because when I was growing up, it was, they had the bride auction, obviously. Yeah. And they also had, the women were being chased by the pirates, and it had like a connotation of rape.
How many times have you been there? Because it seems,
I,
like,
have no idea.
Like, I'm guessing like 1,000 times.
At least, I mean, I used to work there. I went there every day. For 3 years.
No, I'm saying I'm at Disneyland, but
I go all the time.
Yeah. What are the differences? After your list, I want to know the difference between Disney World and Disneyland.
I have not been to regular Disney World since I. Well, you know what they have there that they don't have here?
Which
Hall
is
of Presidents, the fucking best.
What's the
Hall of Presidents? They have all the presidents at Disney World. At Disney World, yeah.
Say that again.
The Hall of Presidents. But now they have Donald Trump there, which I would not be interested in seeing. Fucking hate Donald Trump. I'm going to put my earring on.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
What else? The pirates don't have, they changed it originally because they had the pirates were chasing the women, and that was, like, seemed like rape. So they changed it so the women were, like, chasing the pirates with brooms. So now they changed that, and I think that's good. But I've heard parents going, oh, what are we going to ruin Disney for stupid kids? I'm like, Disney's for kids, weirdos. Like, what are you fucking complaining about? And when I meet people that are like, I don't want to go to Disney, there's kids around, I'm like, it's for kids.
It's for kids, yeah. I mean, kids
you
lose
cruel,
their,
heartless piece of shit. It. Like, it's so weird. So I love Big Thunder Mountain. Pirates is really good.
What is that?
Indiana Jones is amazing.
In the Jeep?
Yeah.
And it's
like, look out for the stairs. And it's like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, my favorite
like,
part like is when the boulder comes.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you have to
I like
duck.
It when it kind of stops a little. And Indy's like, move over, let me in. I'm like, jump in, Indy.
Yeah.
I always like do that.
Have you ridden that, George?
On the Matterhorn, every time.
The monster.
Okay, you know what I do every time on the Matterhorn? Every time I see the Yeti, I always like point at it and scream, and I'm like, like, I think it's like so hilarious, and it's like a tick for me now.
Yeah.
I can't ride it without being like, And then here's my other tips. Big Thunder Mountain. There's like a thing where there's like a coyote and it's like howling, and then you go through a tunnel.
I haven't been on that one.
Big Thunder Mountain. It's the runaway freight mining train.
No, I haven't. Yeah. I didn't ride it.
And so it's the wildest ride in the wilderness. I think Splash Mountain is pointless. It's like a
why?
Bunch, because it's
the
based,
end drop is awesome because you drop like.
Well, it's because I think.
Remember the end? You like
it's based
it
on
drops.
Song of the South, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't think.
And you can't rock the log because they almost stopped us because we're trying to
rock the log.
Yeah.
You 100% lose your hat every time you go on that. You get wet. And then, like, then the sun suddenly goes down and you're in the desert and you're like, no, I have hypothermia. I'm going to die. And the animatronics are, like, all left over from some other show. It's not a cohesive ride because it's, like, leftover stuff from other shit.
Yeah.
No one's seen Song of the South. And also the whole Brer Fox, Brer Rabbit, Brer Bear thing. It's based, the shit that it's based on is, like, they don't even release it. It's, like, a discontinued, like bootleg thing because it's racist. There was like Brer Rabbit like had like this baby and it was like a tar baby and it was like, oh, don't take my tar baby away. And then they took it and then they got stuck in the tar and that's how he like tricked them.
Not
but
cool.
It was like, oh, your black baby. You know, I don't know. It was like very like a blackface type of thing. It was like super highly inappropriate. You guys can read the Wikipedia about it if you want to find out how fucking weird and racist it is. It kind of like makes me.
Disneyland is.
Yeah,
there's something about it. Do they pump oxygen in the park?
No, I think there's.
Because I feel hot. Like they've I feel like I'm like. Like I you know, had no pump, sleep the night before, and I felt like I had more energy. I was
the
like,
music,
let's go the next.
The music, the lights, you know, they pump smells out.
They
like
do?
Popcorn, churro, cookie smells. They do definitely pump
out. They pump that out, yeah.
Yeah, it makes you like want
it. Is there subliminal things in there going on?
Like, yeah, there's like hidden Mickeys. There's things you can do. There's like little challenges you can do on the phone. You can find all the different weather vanes on the top of all the buildings. You can look at all the different...
She knows a lot about Disney.
The different signs and the different names of stores and things that are written are different like animators from early Disney movies and stuff like that. People who are worth the company
Back
when it first started.
The Magic Store, I was disappointed because they got rid of all the gags. I liked all those those things you could buy, like the poo.
Yeah.
And then like that, the, I mean,
you could get those on Amazon though.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, it was fun to go in there and to see
when
the,
When I worked at Disney, I could buy, they sold cigarettes at the Magic Shop and I could buy cigarettes because I forged, because I was born in 1979.
Yeah.
And then I forged it so I could buy cigarettes when I was 17 years old.
At the Disney store.
I just took a Sharpie and I changed my birthday to 1978.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I could buy cigarettes because I was really into smoking because I was working with like a lot of sassy gay dudes. Like,
because
I was in the entertainment department. I was dancing in parades and I was like,
it must have been so
wearing
fun.
Wearing costumes and stuff. It was really fun.
Was that one of the, like,
it
kind of
messed
memories?
Me up a little bit because it's
how,
like,
how?
Because like when you cross the, when you go from like being on stage to being off stage, backstage, you know, like everyone's like, and then there's like this line. And it's like, once you pass the line of sight, like people in the park can't see you, even if the gates are open.
So you have to be your normal.
And so people like rip off their head and they're like, what are you doing? And they're they start going into whatever the guests, because they'll lose the fantasy element. But they, how quickly they just like drop the, they're like, bitch. They're like, what?
Yeah.
And so I was like, as a 16-year-old, I was like, that's a, kind of a lot to take in when you're seeing like kids like dying and you're like sweating. It's like people are like, are you hot in there? I'm like, it's 100 degrees outside and you're wearing shorts. Yeah.
Right.
I'm fucking wearing a Pluto costume. It's like wrapping yourself in carpet and putting a bucket on your head and doing jazzercise.
Some fun times there, huh?
Yeah. It was like a very cool experience. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah.
So, the Winnie the Pooh ride is really cool. That's what I would go to instead of Splash Mountain. I think Splash Mountain's kind of bullshit.
Do you remember Winnie the Pooh? The ride?
It's in Critter Country. It's in the back. It's kind of a psychedelic honeypot ride.
No, I missed that one.
Yeah. It's,
where is it at?
It's by Splash Mountain in the back.
Yeah. I like the safari ride where you feel like you're in the jungle. And there's
the jungle
like
cruise.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Fun. That's fun.
Dad jokes. I love a good dad joke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was good.
And then what other ones are in that area? What's that area called?
Adventureland.
Yeah, Adventureland. There's another one. Yeah. There's some tiki hut thing or...
The Enchanted Tiki Room.
Yeah, what is that? We didn't have a chance. Yeah, what is that? I didn't get a chance to go in that one. What?
It is, well, if it's hot outside, you can go and get a Dole Whip from the Dole.
Yeah.
The Enchanted Tiki Room is presented by Dole. It's their official sponsor.
So pineapples?
Pineapple juice and whip, which is a vegan whipped sorbet treat.
Sounds good right now.
And
it's Chris?
Cold. Mm-hmm. It's cold, ice cold air conditioning, and it's dark.
Oh, that's
and like
perfect.
When it's like fucking blistering hot, you like just get a Dole Whip and you go in to sit there, and it's like maybe a 15-minute show. Has these animatronic birds
chilling?
That come out of the ceiling and they croon and they sing a song.
Oh, that's so
and then
cool.
It has all the plants. They have all these bird of paradise plants, and they all and then they have like the little tiki thing, and it's I love it so much.
You know the,
it's one
out
of my favorite things
I've ever met. You know the most about Disney.
I love Disney.
What is it about it? I mean, is it just...
Because I worked there. I grew up around it. It was just really just part of my childhood. But the Americana... The Marvel shit and the Star Wars shit is really taking me out of it, honestly. And so I hope when they build...
They're building more sci-fi.
And it's like... I mean, I get it. And like kids are different now.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Disney was invented, they didn't have toys.
Nope.
For kids, like your option was like a stuffed animal or a toy gun.
They could get a Mickey.
But
there.
Now it's like everybody, like everything is merchandise and everything like that. So
how much money do they make in a day there?
$10?
No, it's all,
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, but no, a ticket's $100. It's like $150. It's $150 to get in there.
It's one of the most powerful companies on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, who's bigger than Disney?
Nobody.
They're at the top.
Yeah. They're tied in with Coca-Cola.
Oh man,
Star
they're
Wars,
making
Marvel,
so much
everything.
Bank. Yeah.
Which all characters did you
Yeah, go ahead, George. You ask her 10 now. You ask her 10.
No, I'm just at one. You know, let's keep it going.
I was all the Pluto height characters. Well, I was hired to do a parade called Spectrum Magic, which was the night parade that that replaced Electric Light Parade. I don't know. Is this even interesting to the people that
I mean,
do
people
like
watching might love Disney like you
I'm
love Disney.
I'm obsessed with Disney.
There's a lot
like
of people who like Disneyland.
If I am an
Disney
expert
World.
On anything, it's probably Disneyland and anal.
Right.
I mean, I really run the gamut.
Dude,
of things.
You should write a book. I have an idea. You should write a
Disneyland
book, a how-to, like a guide by Dana by Dana D'Armond.
Yeah. It would be like a pamphlet.
Yeah,
it would be a pamphlet.
No, write a book.
Okay.
Like a, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking like when you go to the racetrack, you know, you get like Phil's picks for the horses. Dana D'Armond, like, you know, okay, get Dana D'Armond's picks for Disneyland.
Yeah.
You could get in like a mini or a Mickey outfit.
I was, I don't know. Because like, when I worked there, I was like, you can't tell anybody like you're a character. Like, that's strictly forbidden. Yeah. But now everybody's on Instagram and I see people that are like, here's me as Peter Pan, and here's me doing this, and here's me doing that. And it's like, not really, doesn't seem to be an issue now in the digital age. Mm-hmm. Did not exist. It was very like about preserving the magic of things. And so I was like very weird about talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, you had to sign non-disclosures back? Like,
yeah. Like, and I was like, I'm like 16. Am I even allowed to like sign a legal document?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I mean, not that anybody gives a shit. But I was all the. Your characters are dependent on your height, and I was a Pluto height. I'm 5'8". Mm-hmm. And so I was like Pluto, Eeyore, Mr. Smee, Brer Fox, all those kind of.
Which was your favorite to play?
Pluto, of course. No, actually, it depends on the day, because like everybody loves just hugging Eeyore. Yeah. Oh, and the other one that I like, King Louie, because like nobody kind of like from the Jungle Book, the big orangutan. Mm-hmm. But he has like extensions for his arms, so you don't have to sign autographs because they're big. They're like molded plastic hands, and you just hold onto the handles.
How hot do you get in that,
like,
that costume? Does it get super hot?
Yeah, it's super hot. It's super hot outside normal.
Yeah, and then
like
if you're
sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sitting here with no dog on my lap, and you're sitting here with a dog on your lap. You're probably a little bit hotter than me.
Yeah, I'm pretty hot. Yeah, okay, I'm pretty hot right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, you should write a book, though. That'd be cool.
But you have the same signature, though, as everybody else who plays, say.
You have to practice doing the same signature. And there's obviously people that are, like, have way better handwriting naturally. Mm-hmm. But also, like, when you sign, like, if your eyes are here and, like, you're... nose is here, you can't like look out your mouth and sign a thing. You have to like put it where your eyes are and sign up here, like you're looking at the paper when you're signing it.
That's cool.
I don't know if anybody heard that because I was moving the microphone.
Damn, you're the first guest.
I mean, I was a teenager,
though.
This is
the first guest that we've talked about Disneyland for like 30
like,
minutes.
This is like probably the more interesting because like everyone's like, how do you stick things in your ass? I'm like, you stick them in your ass and I hope for the best. But like,
no,
this
but don't
Disney
you like this because we're talking about Disneyland?
I like this so much better. I love talking about Disney.
I'm obsessed with Disney. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Disney.
I mean, how many birthdays have you spent there?
Most of my birthdays, yeah. Actually, I went the day before my birthday this year. And
have you gone by yourself?
I go by myself all the time.
She goes to Disneyland
on Thursday. I went by myself.
You went to Disneyland by yourself.
There was no lines because it was like 109 degrees out. And there was like, everyone's like, I don't want my kid to combust. So everyone was like, I didn't go on Splash Mountain. I hit my Space Matterhorn, Thunder,
dude,
Indiana
you are
Jones,
a professional Disneyland.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Are you listening to this? Yeah. She goes by herself like a G.
Yeah.
Wow.
No one's like holding you back.
Yeah.
And like sometimes I go with my friends. Like one of my guy friend who's really into Disney. He's vegan now, and so he's like, "There's nothing I can eat here." I'm like, "You can eat it. You're just being a bitch about it." Like,
right?
Sometimes
my girl got the whole turkey leg. Yeah.
Do you know why they're so big?
Why are they so big?
Because they're male turkey legs.
Have you had one of those suckers?
Because usually commercial turkeys
barbaric,
are female turkeys.
Like you feel like a barbarian.
It's a tom turkey leg, and they are brined. And so that they're like swollen on top of being big. They're filled with salt water, and that's why they taste like ham. And they're smoked and they're fucking delicious for like 3 bites. And then afterwards you're like, I might shit my pants because this is a lot of salt.
Yeah. We had one before.
I can't eat
junk
food like I used to be able to.
I had a chuck in the
Yeah. And like once you start eating, there's all those like tendon things, and then it starts like blossoming, and you're like, oh god. Then you can like see the inner workings of a turkey leg, and you're like, I don't think I want to eat meat anymore.
How long has Disney implemented that? They
maybe
need to get rid of that.
I don't know. Maybe just the entire time.
So chicken wings.
It's
or something.
So classic. Huh? It's so classic.
Yeah, it's been there forever.
I think so. I don't know. As long as I've ever known. love them.
So what are the, okay, I got another
like
one.
You have to always, like, on your birthday, like, when you're a little kid and you have, like, one or two of your teeth missing, like, how be, like, holding a giant, it's like, when you're a little kid, it's like this, it's like.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
It's like, big as your head. Yeah. And they're like,
top five snacks at Disneyland. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. Oh, well.
Snacks.
Dole Whip Float.
Dole Whip Float.
So it's like the Dole Whip with.
In the Tiki Lounge.
Yeah, with pineapple juice in it. It's like kind of
how
like
much are they? $5?
I think it's probably like six. Well, I have an annual pass, so I get discounts for everything.
Okay. So number one, the Dole Whip. The Dole Whip.
I always get corn dog from
corn dogs.
The horseshoe. I'm getting so excited.
No, there's no pressure. There's no pressure. Just think hard.
With the golden horse. What is it called?
Think about it.
There's like a stand on the side of the saloon.
Dude, you're the expert. I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's the corn dog that comes with a side of fries.
Oh.
And so everywhere else,
why
you get corn.
Go there? Don't they sell corn dogs everywhere?
At the corn dog cart and all the other stuff, you can get like chips or apple slices. Fuck that shit. I'm not paying all that money for chips in a bag, snack size. Go fuck yourself. Right. I want hot french fries. And that's where the Fantasmic, like, water lagoon is. Mm-hmm. So there's always, like, ducks there hanging out. And you can feed french fries to ducks. And they're so fucking fat on french fries. Oh, and they're so unafraid of people that they just come up to you and you're like, here's a french fry. And it's like.
She knows the inside scoop
and
on
it's
Disney,
so
man.
Hilarious. I think it's so funny to like, oh man, this duck is going to fucking die. But Disney. It's going to be happy.
Okay, number three.
Be foie gras.
So we got the dough and we got the corn dog.
Corn
What's
dog
number three?
Over there.
Can I guess what you're going to say?
Okay.
You're going to say churros.
You know what? I'm not that big of a churro fan, but I do, when I do have them, I'm like, I should, because I don't eat like sweet, like.
I smelt it sweet everywhere in Disneyland.
It smells so good. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Number three, go ahead. You say your three.
There's only like a couple things that I eat there.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. You have three
yeah.
more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do I eat there? You know what's good? The chimichangas that they have instead of the turkey leg.
Oh, they have a chimichanga there?
Yeah, in the turkey leg by
Did
Big
you guys
Thunder
know
Mountain.
About this?
And
where can one purchase this at the theme park?
At the same turkey leg place by Big Thunder Mountain, they have chimichangas. They're like fried and they're like really hard chimichangas.
Are they frozen?
No, they're fried. They're fried.
Yeah.
And they're just like hard fried chimichanga. And it's like wrapped in foil and then you just like roll it down. And you just start dumping hot sauce in there.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, I like to eat it while I'm on Thunder Mountain. Like, I'll put it in my pocket, and then when the ride starts going, I'll start eating. And I'm like,
That's what you do when you're by yourself.
I'm a psycho. Okay, yeah. But on Thunder Mountain, my thing is I howl in the wolf cave when you, because, like, it has, like, a wolf and it's howling, and then you go through the tunnel. So you howl when you go through the wolf cave. And then there's another part where there's a goat, and it has a stick of dynamite in its mouth, Steve. Listen to me. And then you go around this turn.
You have a method to your madness at Disney.
You're going
to
love this then.
Yeah.
When you see the goat with the dynamite in its mouth.
You throw the chimichanga?
And you go. No, you eat the chimichanga.
I thought you throw it at the goat.
And as you are going around this turn, you keep looking at the goat and it's like you're being flushed down a toilet. It's like it's the centrifugal force when you turn and keep watching the goat and fix your eyes on the goat.
Only you to have done that, I bet.
There's other people do it. Right, right. People know about it. I mean, I do it every time.
Dude, you're blowing my mind with your Disney intelligence. This is amazing. Number four.
You could get a big pickle. That's kind of nice sometimes.
I love pickles.
Yeah.
I love pickles.
There's that pickle cart.
How big are the pickles? Dill pickles? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah, how much? $2?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know what? I'm so rich.
Yeah.
Money's not even a thing for me.
Okay. What about beverage? You only said one beverage, but don't they have like a lemonade or orange drink? When I was a kid, I remember them selling drinks
the
that looked like fruit.
It's a lemonade. They have like frozen lemonade there or something
like
that.
That's got to be good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what's your fifth food?
I don't really eat that much food there. Yeah,
but you said you had your set
for somebody that like I go there, like I get stoned in the parking lot. And then I'm like, I got my like little system that I could like go.
Dude, they frisk you. You have to walk through a metal detector now. Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
It's like going to the airport, man.
They used to do it randomly, but I was always picked randomly. And I was like, you guys need to stop doing this. Like, this is like harassment at this point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then they just started searching everyone.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what are you searching for? And then I'll have like a vape pen or something. Like, what's this? I'm like, essential oils.
Oh, there you go.
You know what? You're in California, yeah. Bitch. You know what that is. Mm-hmm. Like, don't fucking look at me like I'm doing something weird.
You know, you're going to encourage so many viewers to go to Disneyland by themselves.
It's right, it's a different experience. I like to go to the in California Adventure.
Oh, wait. I didn't say that because I was going to say Guardians of the Galaxy.
You can go to the Ghirardelli, go to the Ghirardelli ice cream place, and they give you a square of chocolate for free. And I always do that.
For free?
Yeah. They give you one square of chocolate for free when you go
George,
in.
George, you know about this?
Oh, so good. It's usually the caramel
you've
one.
Done that.
Really good. On Christmas time, they give you a peppermint bark. So,
how are we doing on time?
A little less than an hour.
Wow.
No, dude, you've talked about Disneyland for like 45 minutes.
I fucking love it.
So for part two, when you come back, California Adventure.
You know what?
California Adventure.
Investigative reporting. Yes. I will go and eat my way around.
And you need to report back
Disney.
Here. California Adventure.
But I do have because like a lot of the food is like kind of like oversalted and stuff like that. So I
where?
Have
which
thing.
Park? What theme park?
The entire Pompos. Park. Like what, you know, because it's like kind of like, you know, made for the masses, you can't go wrong with a corn dog, or
God,
a Dole Whip
people
float.
I want to go
a pickle
soon.
Chimichanga.
Yeah. Now, what's the what are the advantages of Disneyland versus Magic Mountain?
I think I've only been to Magic Mountain once, so I don't know. It's like more of a thrill ride type of thing.
Yeah, it's more of a.
And though I do like the roller coaster that they have. Mm-hmm. California Screamin', which is now the Incredicoaster, Incredibles themed roller coaster.
Oh,
very
there's
cool.
An Incredibles roller coaster.
Yeah, they rechanged the whole pier in California Adventure
to
be Pixar.
We didn't get to that.
We'll go next time you want to go. I'll go with you.
Oh,
hit me up because I have a pass. I can go any day of the year.
Oh my God, and, amazing!
Yeah,
and amazing.
Yeah.
Jeez, when's the last time you went to? Be honest. When's the last time? Were you a kid?
I think I was in high school.
What about you, George?
What?
Probably 2 years ago, it was my last chance to go with my silver pass, and I got went high on acid and played Pokemon Go the whole day.
Oh, yeah, that's
this
a thing,
was
too.
This guy was on LSD at Disneyland.
So I take mushrooms sometimes when I go, but you have
to
be careful, yeah.
Dude, we didn't talk security, don't they have high security? Isn't there a jail there? Like a,
yeah, not like a...
A Disneyland real, jail,
I
no?
mean, they have police.
No, but I heard there's a jail there.
Like, you know how, like, you have a high school and they have, like, a cop at high school? It's kind of like that kind of thing. They're, like, Anaheim police officers, but they're, like, assigned to
But there's
Disney.
No cell? Cells? Or like
I think it's more like an office, maybe. But, I mean, I've never been to Disney jail because I'm an upstanding citizen.
Okay.
I pay my taxes.
Do they sponsor people? Does Disney sponsor?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we're looking for sponsorships for the Stevie Weeby show. So Disney, holler
at us.
Oh
my God, we gave you so much free advertisement.
We just advertised the crap out of your...
On your corn dogs and your pickles and shit.
What's up, man?
Do you have any other questions on the list?
I had... The Disneyland thing was not even... I had no idea.
Questions? Can we rapid fire the questions on your list, maybe?
Do you have any stalkers?
Just so we get through.
The stalkers?
Yeah.
The hardest thing about porn, you already said, social anxiety you talked about.
Yeah.
Is there mental health in the industry, like depression and
I think
psychosis?
Just living in America and being a woman is
there you
fucking
go. There
crushing,
you go. You answered
soul crushing.
It. was it hard to be in a relationship being in the industry?
I think that it's hard for me to be in a relationship.
Period.
Having my personality. It's not good.
Okay.
That's why I've like never been like a hooker because I've like just I have an unpleasant personality.
Are
like,
you controlling?
I don't know.
Do you like to control it? You like to control the situations?
I don't think so. I'm just like very like, all right, if you don't like take it or leave it, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
are
I'm
you
not
single?
Very, yeah. I'm
How single. Long have you been single?
I dated a guy for like 8 months, but it was like, okay, I'll date you. But I was like, you got to get out of here. I don't want you around. So it wasn't like really like a, it was like, it was like a nothing relationship, nothing burger relationship. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like years. Yeah.
Okay. Single
like years.
Dude, you go to
but
Disneyland
it's like
by yourself.
When I meet people though, it's awful because people are like, do you like your job? And they like look at me like in a way that I'm like, I don't feel like if I worked at an office, you would ask me that same question way specifically.
Yeah. So you're talking about guys that want to date you? They're like that, like on like Tinder
or
something?
Or people are like, you know, I'm really cool. Like, I'm cool about what you do. I'm like, nobody fucking asked you.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
I make more money than you. I don't know why you think I need a fucking permission slip from your stink ass, bitch.
So they're very judgmental.
Yeah.
Very
I think people are so exposed by stuff. It makes them kind of...
like desensitized to mm-hmm. treating women like humans. So,
so what's the longest relationship you had?
Like 2 years, maybe.
Two. Mm-hmm. Two.
Two, three. I don't mm-hmm. know. Two.
So we talk about the documentaries. That was.
But
that.
I mean, there was all like, oh, like I'm too. Mm-hmm. Like we're both too. Weird to like say anything.
Did you I was gonna ask you talk about Disneyland for about an hour, but other outside interests other than Disney other than Disneyland other than Disney, like no, because I read you like hiking.
I don't really like hiking that much.
Oh, it said that on your Wikipedia.
Yeah, the Wikipedia page, like people just because if you do like an interview and like somebody's like, hey, what are you into right now? I'm like, oh, I've been hiking a lot lately or whatever. Then they'll like going right on Wikipedia. I'm like,
yeah,
all right. Yeah. It's which is on fire right now, which is probably also why it's so fucking hot right now. It's a fire.
Video outside. Games? No.
I am really into fucking dumb games on my phone.
On your phone?
Like Candy Crush type of games.
Okay.
You know what? I like to collect art, like our friend David's art.
All right. Shout out to the Cho Show.
David
and
Cho.
You had a good, we'll talk about that next time, but you had a great time at the Cho Show. I had a great time. Yeah. I cried.
I teared up. You know what? The guy that was supposed to be my dad in the Cho Show in the dinner part, mm-hmm. he looked so much like this guy that I knew growing up, and he kept looking at me, but I was like, is he looking at me? I'm like, do I know this? I was like projecting a lot of stuff, and I was mm-hmm. like, is he looking at me this way? Because he knows me. And I was like, I was really afraid to say anything because like as somebody that's like recognized, it's like harder for me to open up. But it was like really cool that the people that I was in the show with mm-hmm. were very open.
You're looking kind of upset there, George.
What?
Because we're talking about the Cho Show.
No, it's fine.
He was. He never got invited.
Oh, yeah.
Did you apply?
He applied early.
Oh, yeah.
He applied early.
You know what's?
He got denied. Dave, do you know what's really? Next time.
Everybody I know just got invited.
Do you know what's really fucked up?
Wow.
Like the week, like a couple days before, I was like, Dave, can I go? And he was like, sure, you're on the list.
Oh,
like
Davey,
I didn't even.
I was very.
I tried, dude. I texted people. I texted the people.
But
that
it was like weird
because
the people
there.
That I'm in groups with, they like they know Asa and they know everything about Asa and they know everything about Dave. But they're like, oh, do you know Asa? And I'm like, we're like best friends.
That's your
like,
homie.
And I was
that's
like, how do you know so much about Asa and Dave and like not know about me?
That's your homie.
But I'm like,
dude.
What kind of like? Yeah. It's so strange to me. Like the fandom is like very specific.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you guys only pay attention to Asians? Like, what about white people?
You know
we
what?
Need attention too.
I'm gonna ask Dave next time I see him.
Kidding.
I'm gonna be like, dude, like you, George didn't get into the Cho Show. You got like a painting. You got a painting laying around.
I did.
Would you be happy if you got like a little postcard?
You know what?
He sent me
a blanket too.
I got one. It was so hot. It's thick.
Yeah.
It's heavy as
hell.
Yeah. Got that one, the colorful one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave me a blanket. I am happy about the blanket.
So George, you got a blanket.
Well,
okay.
my neighbor Drew is a very awesome artist, and he does design for Playboy now. He works at Playboy.
Okay,
and he did not get in the Cho Show, and he was working when
he
got the call.
Was he upset?
He was very upset about it, and I gave him the second blanket from the blanket thing, and he
nice
was very excited about
that's
it.
That's nice
yeah.
of you. Okay, shout out to Dave. I wouldn't be here without the DVDSA and the Choaster, so shout out to
neither.
Dave again.
I mean, I don't think I would nearly be as big of a porn star if it wasn't
for Dave.
Everything that Asa has done, like, and her career is like a lot of shit to do with Dave, and she knew him before.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have these giant boobs if it wasn't for Asa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
did you notice I have giant boobs
now?
Yeah,
I didn't. Yeah.
You're being a gentleman.
Gentleman.
I have like huge tits. Yeah. I got my boobs done like 2 years ago. Yeah. I haven't seen you since I got my boobs done. But
Chris,
I have giant
boobs.
Don't
look so sad. Why is he looking so sad? You should be happy.
Stop frowning at my boobs. I had to become a MILF. So if anyone's interested and they want to know the story about my boob job, go to Indiegogo.com and look up Project MILF. It happened 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Asa and I
hooked it up.
Crowdfunded a boob job and
Dang.
My fans paid for it.
That's a friend. When you say that's a friend?
It was a life-changing experience.
Come
and
on.
Like to get plastic surgery as a performance art
mm-hmm.
was one of the most extreme things I've ever done. If that's the real thing. That's the most extreme thing I've ever done in my life. It's got plastic surgery as a joke.
That's your friend for life. That's a
it was a like totally like, yeah. I'm like, this is a joke. Like if you read the article, it sounds like an Onion article. It's insane. Right. So go and read that.
Was it painless at least? Like, did they put
I was
you
asleep the entire time.
Okay. They just knocked you out.
Yeah. And then I was on Vicodin for 2 weeks and I did a bunch of crazy shit.
Oh, what'd you do?
Well, I got a magician to come over and do a magic show for my friends. And I had a bunch of balloon artists come over and make a bunch of balloon animals and decorate my room and shit. It was wow. fucking cool.
Because you were on
that was kind of that's always been my like that's my general life plan. Like things like that happen like generally to me. I'm like, you know what, it'd be that's cool crazy. If like somebody came over and like did a magic show. And like I know enough magicians that are like, oh cool, yeah.
Oh, you know magicians.
I'll be like, I'll pay for your Uber if you come do magic. Wow. They're like, sure. They don't give a fuck.
So there you go,
they're
George.
Magicians. What are they? Don't have jobs.
Learn magic, George.
Are you fucking crazy? Yeah.
Learn, he's a good looking guy, yeah. Wouldn't you say? He's a good looking yeah. guy.
But right how's there. He with his sleight
That's
of hand?
Handsome. He's a good, handsome man. Right yeah. There. Both two I handsome mean, guys right here.
I don't know if, if magicians are known for their handsomeness.
Yeah, but they can be handsome, right?
Name one handsome magician.
Pennywise.
That's no. a clown. you're mixing genres.
I'm sorry. I love
clowns, though.
Think straight.
I love dressing as a clown. I dress as a clown for Halloween. I was dating a guy and I broke up with him because I put clown makeup on and he's like, why are you doing that? And I was like, you don't love, this is the real me. Like, oh, you right, don't love right, me. Right. If you don't love me like this,
yeah.
if you don't like me at my clown test, you don't get any Dana.
So he judged you.
He did. Hard judge. I'm like, so, your mom pays your rent. Fuck off.
Oh, so God, have you said?
So
wait a minute! Wow, that's a different side.
That's a whole. Yeah.
So that's a different side. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to mess with that side of you,
Clown Dana. Clown Dana is very cool.
No,
very
I mean fun. The other side.
Oh yeah, where, don't don't mess. Fuck with my.
You would just chew a guy's head off.
Don't.
Right, Chris. Don't mess with her.
I'm gonna
dude.
Look at your nails. Oh. You know what? My outside interests are, I love watching Chopped. I'm addicted to cooking. I love cooking.
Okay, go.
I cook all the time. Mm-hmm. I do Home Chef, which is like, you should get that as a sponsor because Home Chef is fucking awesome.
Say it again?
Home Chef.
All right. Home Chef, if you're watching the Stevie Weeby Show, holler at us.
It's so good.
StevieWeebyShow@gmail.com.
Fuck Blue Apron. Okay. Fuck Plated. Fuck those
we
fucking pieces of shit. Home Chef is the best one. The best. Don't okay. fucking mess with that other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Home Chef.
And what else? What else?
I love to cook. I love to watch cooking shows. Mm-hmm. Competition, like reality competition mm-hmm, cooking mm-hmm. shows. MasterChef Junior. I cry every single episode. Okay. I'm so invested in MasterChef Junior. It's insane. Even though I don't like kids or want kids or anything. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh, they're doing so good. They're trying so hard. Gordon Ramsay's being so nice to them. It's just like...
He's usually mean, though, isn't he?
Yeah, it's yeah. just such a soft, nice side of him. Mm-hmm. I love seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like I'm a misunderstood artist, too. Mm-hmm. And like I'm very like the way that I am. And people see me like menacing young girls in porno. And like, this girl's a crazy, bossy dominatrix. And I'm like, I'm really like, are you okay? Am I saying anything that's upsetting you? And they're like, no, I'm fine. And I'm like, okay.
They
the camera
out.
Goes, I'm like, shut up, you're a fucking little filthy cunt. Pay your rent. Put out or get out. Like, crazy. Like, I say crazy shit. Yeah. And they're like, yeah. But I'm like a very nice person.
Yeah, you're chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm going to say some really mean things to you right now. And they're like, okay, it's fine. I'm like,
have you made a guy cry?
Yes. Of course. I make guys cry all the time. That was the only
reason.
You just
chopped their heads off.
The only
reason
that
it.
I dated the last guy I dated for so long is because every time I would try to break up with him, he would cry and I felt, made me feel so bad.
Oh,
I felt
cry.
So awful. I was like, oh, it's so hard. And he was like a giant. He was like
he was a big guy crying?
He was a tall giant.
Taller than George?
Yeah, like way taller.
You he made was, him cry?
Yeah, and he would cry and be like,
hey,
this,
good for
it was
you,
so,
dude. Wow. That's power
make guys
right
cry.
There.
I mean, I made a director.
What are you
laughing at, George? I made a director.
I'm just imagining this.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I make so many people cry. It's like stuff.
I
but you
believe
know what?
It.
I cry all the time. I cry. I'm like, I'm an easy crier.
You are?
Also, I make Asa cry because I'm like, hey, let's
well,
watch
dude,
this video.
Don't do that.
No, but like, we love it. Because Asa is not a big crier, but I'm
how
like,
how do you
hey.
Do it? How do you do
I'm
it?
Like, watch this video. And it's like Jessie J and a fan like singing the song Flashlight from Pitch Perfect and like the kid is like living and like singing it like a duet and like they're both killing it and then she like looks at me and she's like, like I knew it. Like I know it gets
oh,
her like
man.
I can probably just
yeah.
think about her crying of me watching her.
Do you like doing that, like watching stuff on YouTube and
yeah.
then crying?
Yeah,
and my brother likes that too.
I like emotionally cringy videos.
Yeah. You know about that, right?
My brother, yeah
yeah He loves that.
Yeah, I like her. I like crying and like
American Idol and what's the other one? X Factor and all that stuff.
Master Chef Junior. It's like so good. Yeah.
So we're doing good. I mean, that was a long episode, huh? Are you feeling good? I mean, is there something? We'll do the other.
I'll come back when it's not a million degrees.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I mean,
you can't control the weather, can you?
No, the problem is the AC would be in here, but none of these windows, like, I had to put it in the bathroom because these windows open up like this. And the only one that opens up and down is the one in the bathroom. Oh. Yeah, so that's the only one. I'm sorry.
Well, now we know everything about your apartment.
Yeah, so.
You know, you can come into it in my apartment, but there's cats everywhere, but that's fine.
I'm allergic. How many do you have?
Two, but they're hairless. I'll give them a bath.
Okay, Doodle so bug. This is the time where I have to do the shout-outs.
We'll let Dana plug in.
Yeah. Dana, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
So plug your social media.
Right.
Oh, your website?
Yeah.
And all that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dana D'Armond, and you can follow my OnlyFans by going to theinternetsgirlfriend.com. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it.
What about your Instagram? You said your Instagram?
Yeah.
Facebook?
It's all Dana D'Armond.
Okay.
Don't follow me.
How do you spell it?
I'm only on Facebook to look at stuff that my brother and sister-in-law post on their albums and like pictures of their cats.
Yeah, I haven't been on in a while. Are you guys on?
I'm not a big Facebook person. But it's like, I don't really care.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
But thank you. Yeah, it's...
Did you have fun?
I did have fun.
Okay,
you
part
know
two with
fun.
the other amusement park.
Every time California I see Adventure. You, I have fun.
Thank you.
No, we should go to California and then do like a recap of like what our favorite things. And
maybe
like,
a vlog, huh, George?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Can you film in there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did film it. I did Insta video.
You can do whatever you want in there.
Shout out to my new Patreons.
Smoke weed.
I have no new Patreons and no new people checking out the music. So 00, first week 00. We need some more support on that. Okay, working on new album.
Give an aura of success.
Okay, but I'm working on a new album. I'm four songs in, so that's going to be on StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. Okay, I wrote a song about my dog Kirby. My dog Kirby is the name of the song. Patreon.com/StevieWeeby. We need your support. We're losing patrons.
Maybe if I showed my boobs more.
Can we do that and then blur it out?
We're gaining interest, Steve. We're gaining interest as we speak.
Are you interested in Patreon?
Yeah, patreon.com/StevieWeeby. Okay.
Subscribe with your dick.
And then Instagram/Kwangu, Q-U-A-N-G-O-U, and Instagram/2Bunnies, 2-B-U-N-N-I-E-Z. And if you want this hat, my girlfriend's getting her website cracking, Ilanifay.com. Ilanifay.com, and 20% of proceeds goes to a local LA charity. Okay, that should be cracking in a couple weeks. And there's no Lil Ray this week, so thanks again for coming.
Thank you for this jewelry from mintmongoose.com.
mintmongoose.com.
Don't forget about that.
Get that jewelry.
Promo code Steve
in all caps.
Mintmongoose.com. Okay.
So I know you guys want to get out of here because it's like a sauna.
Crushed it.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.